They don't have much to clap about, but speakers promising continued funding got applause. Domestic violence advocates are reeling from the loss of a $1 million federal grant. The Dane County District Attorney's Office has used the money since 1998 to fund its domestic violence unit. The grant was to continue funding 9 positions for the next 2 years. Those include 3 prosecutors and 4 victim advocates. DA Brian Blanchard says he's still trying to determine from the U.S. Justice Department why they yanked the money.
We've already had calls from victims who've said, am I going to have an advocate next week in court? Am I going to have the kind of support that I need just to get through this part of my life? The answer is yes. We're there. We're going to continue to be there. And we're going to work hard to make sure all the resources are available.
Finding those resources is suddenly priority one for Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk.
I also want to assure you that our staff has dropped everything they were doing and has worked with our congressional delegation, Senator Cole's office, Senator Feingold's office, and Representative Baldwin's office are all working as we speak also to see how we can turn the decision around that eliminated the funding from us or how we can find some alternative funding.
Falk cites grim statistics in her county. 6 of every 7 homicides results from domestic violence. Victims of domestic violence came to the courthouse steps to voice their dismay over the loss of the grant. One of them was Nancy McCulley.
Had there not been funding available during my relationship with my abuser, I would not have had a safe place to go. I was threatened with bodily harm and with murder on many, many, many occasions.
The county executive and district attorney are expected to meet formally Monday. They will work to try to find the money to fill the $1 million hole. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.